Welcome to Moonlight. I'm La La Land.
And I'm Robert.
I'm a producer.
Cool.
La La Land.
I'm
this
not.
Is not a joke. I lost.
You lost?
Yeah.
That's okay. At least you got to go on stage.
Where's Warren Beatty? So I can rip a card out of his hand. Very awkward.
Hey, did you know Warren Beatty directed a movie last year?
Was it called Warren Beatty's Movie?
Yeah. Yeah. Beatty and the Beast.
It was an exact shot-for-shot remake, only Warren Beatty played every part.
Yep. He was pretty good as a candle.
Yeah. Bonjour. Bonjour.
Bonjour, bonjour, bonjour.
Classic song.
I love that song from Beatty and the Beast.
It was called Rules Don't Apply, and it starred a Hanks.
It starred a Hanks?
It starred a Hanks.
Let me guess. Not Tom.
No, I'm sorry. No, there was no Hankses in this.
How do you find out the movie that fast and then get it wrong that there's not a Hanks in there?
I automatically assume there's a Hanks in every movie.
Okay.
Just to be safe, because, I mean, you're going to be right most of the time. You got Colin Hanks. You got Tom Hanks.
That's it.
You're going to be right most of the time.
Yeah. So. That's true. You name a movie, there's usually going to be a Hanks in it.
Yeah.
For example, just Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, yeah. There's a Hanks in there. I'm just going to throw one out there. Apollo 13.
Yeah. Okay. You know, Orange County. I'm just going to throw that one out there.
Yeah. What about that show or that movie, that thing you do, right?
Yeah.
There's a Hanks there.
That is Tom Hanks.
You know what? I'm gonna even go past movies and just go Dragnet.
There you go.
Was he in Dragnet? Yeah, he was in Dragnet for the movie.
Really, was he?
Yeah.
There was a, what?
No, maybe that was Dan Aykroyd. I don't remember. But whatever.
That's easily confused.
Bosom Buddies. That's what I meant to say.
How do you find... Wait.
I get those confused all the time.
Dragnet, Bosom Buddies.
Bosom Buddies, yeah.
Jeez.
It's like the same thing.
Yeah, same plot, same everything. It's kind of like From the Earth to the Moon and Apollo 13. I mean, you can't...
That's true.
Yeah. Can't establish between the two.
No. That's why it's like, I messed up.
It's like...
We've explained it enough. We know why I messed up.
It's like Saving Private Ryan and what's the one on HBO?
War of the Worlds.
World of the Worldcraft.
Yeah.
It was on HBO.
War of the Worldcraft.
That's how it goes.
That's true. So
that does it for a podcast.
Yeah, that does it for Hank's Cast, guys. We'll see you next week for
swimming lessons.
We haven't done a swimming lessons in
a long time.
A swimmer's age.
That's how old is that?
That's
how many?
It's like about a season of Friends.
That's a decent amount.
Yeah.
So that's 1 year.
No, it's actually 50 years.
A swimmer's age?
Yeah, swimmer's age. Usually starts on November 2nd, 1966, and lasts until...
Somebody's looking up David Schwimmer's biography.
Who is?
I don't know.
Dude.
See, that's the thing. That's the tricky thing now, is like, because Kyle doesn't record in the same room with us, he can do things, and we can't see.
That's weird. I mean...
He could be naked for all we know.
That's true.
You know. Last week, I spent the whole podcast laying on the bed. I was like laying with. I was in the guest room at my house, and I just like was like, "Fuck it, there's a bed here. I'm just gonna lay down."
Nice. Yeah. When we were none the wiser.
You guys were none the wiser. Hey, did you guys know that Robert Kardashian died at age 59, September 30th, 2003, in Los Angeles, California? Did you guys know
that?
I did not.
Esophageal cancer. Yeah. Got him.
What cancer?
Esophageal.
Oh.
Do you want to know more about... Do you want to know more?
Do you want to know more, Starship Troopers? Would you like to know more?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to be coughing a lot during this podcast.
Okay. Why is that?
Because I'm just getting over a cold, Kyle. I told you this before the podcast.
Robert and cold finally broke it off, so he's getting over cold.
Well, what happened was, like, I got the cold, and I was like, this cold's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool cold. But then, after a while, you know, I got over it. I got over it. I don't need it anymore.
Sure.
It was like that David Guetta song. Guetta, getting over you.
Yeah. How do you pronounce it?
David Guetta. Guetta?
I always thought it was Guetta.
That's what you thought it was?
Guetta.
Guetta, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was Guetta.
Guetta.
David Guetta. Okay,
let me see. What song did he do? I'm trying to think, like...
Mambo number 5.
All the bad ones, yeah.
Yeah.
He did all one. He did one. It's called One.
Wasn't that Metallica?
He also did. No.
No, what was that one he did with?
Damn, use a sexy bitch. A sexy bitch.
I don't know. You could be making these up and I wouldn't know.
And then he did Memories. Memories, when they're so fucking cool, it's about a memory. Oh, wait, no, that was Kid Cudi.
All yeah, that's what I don't...
That I did last night.
What's the Kid Cudi one with MGMT?
Those will be the best memories for me.
Is that Pursuit of Happiness?
Yes. That's when it goes... I
like that one.
I think
one.
You just described like 60% of the songs out of the market.
Yeah, they all start that way.
It's wow. Either that or chain smokers.
Yeah.
That's the only thing they play on the radio.
What is what is a chain smoker?
It's a person who smokes a lot and plays in a band.
It's not a person who smokes chains?
Yeah. They smoke just chains.
Yeah. You guys know that one song that goes doop doop boop doop boop 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 boop.
No, I don't listen to classical anymore.
No.
That's classical music. Beethoven Symphony number 4.
I'm sorry, Robert. We were looking for Beethoven Symphony number 3.
Ah, number 3. I almost went with Mambo number 5.
Yep. I mean, it's judges. No, they're looking at me. We can't take it. We can't take it. I'm sorry.
How many judges are at your house right now?
There's currently 3 judges. There's
name them.
Scalia, there. You have
that's just his name. His first
Reinhold,
Reinhold, Judge Reinhold, and yeah. Dredd. Okay. You got Judge Dredd.
Okay, wow. That's pretty cool.
It's pretty.
So they're all over there just judging what people say to you over a podcast.
Or maybe they're just that's their name.
Yeah, that's. I mean, right. It's like Judge Reinhold.
Maybe they're there to be judge, jury, and executioner. All in one.
Only well, ones. No. Only ones being there judges. To be that.
I am the law.
They don't have. He doesn't have any executioners at his house. They're all judges.
I want to see Judge Reinhold wear the Judge Dredd mask. I am the law.
In judge's robes.
Yeah.
Watching Phoebe Cates get out of water.
Oh, my wait, God.
What?
Okay. That had nothing to do with judging.
it had
everything to do with Phoebe Cates.
Yeah, but it was still Judge Reinhold.
Oh.
Hey guys, quick question.
Okay, make
it
quick.
Best nude scenes from teen comedies.
I gotta go.
Phoebe Cates,
Pie.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Shannon Elizabeth.
Right? Yeah.
What other ones can you think of?
Serena Vincent from Not Another Teen Movie.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
Is that really?
Yeah.
Because I didn't see that one.
It was all right.
Yeah.
What about
it was a spoof movie.
What about Tara Reid? Or did Tara Reid get naked for a movie? No. Who am I?
I don't think so.
She did, but not for a teen movie.
Not for a teen movie.
She got naked on the red carpet.
Amy Smart in Road Trip.
Road Trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good
That's
one.
That's true.
Didn't she also was she the one that did the whipped cream scene in Varsity Blues?
No. Allie Larder.
Yeah, it was Allie Larder. But she did do the sex scene in Cranked. Cranked?
Yeah, Crank.
Okay.
She did like the public sex scene.
Yeah, with Jason Statham.
Jason Statham.
Statham. I don't know. Name another teen comedy. You name a teen comedy, I'll tell you who's naked in it.
All right. This is just an obscure one you're not going to get.
Well, don't make it hard already.
Idle Hands.
Jessica Alba.
You can see her Jessica Alba in her underwear.
She wasn't naked, but you can see her boobie. Yeah.
You can see her boobie, really?
No,
no, but there was like a nude booty. Scene in that movie, and it was fabulous. Holy
was
shit.
There?
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
Well, I mean, the movie's not great, so
right.
Obviously you wouldn't remember much, but there was a pretty decent nude scene. She had some nice melons on her. So
what was the actress?
Who knows?
See, when you want me to get that one?
Yeah.
You got to name.
You said that you could name.
You got to name movies where a significant actress gets naked.
So you want me to do 60% of work for you is what you're saying. Okay.
Yes. Like most jobs I have. I want other people to do most of the work, and I want to take credit for it.
All right.
What about some other raunchy teen comedies? American Beauty, of course.
Well, that's not really a raunchy comedy.
Ooh,
a
midlife crisis. It's just hilarious.
It's hilarious when he shoots himself. Yeah. Chris Cooper wanted to be gay.
Oh, that movie is just a laugh a minute.
It is. I can't even think of like other teen comedies.
It's
right
like, I feel like teen comedies should have more nudity, but they don't.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, yeah. It's all about that PG-13. It's about that PG-13.
That's kind of disappointing.
I don't know. There's still a lot of... What's the newest rated R teen comedy?
I don't think there
Project
is any.
Project X?
I don't know.
I just
like
thought about this the other day. There is some...
Project X came out in 2012. That was kind of a teen comedy.
Yeah.
And it was rated R. And Alexis Knapp got naked in it, so...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think girl and guy nudity.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, well, if you want to see something
going. What about Can't Hardly Wait?
No nudity, PG-13, although that is the movie that made me fall in love with Jennifer Love Hewitt. I almost said Ethan Embry, just as a joke.
I thought you were going to say, like, Seth Green.
Yeah. Ethan Embry, Kyle,
yes.
Jesus Christ, can you not?
Sorry.
Can you not? We're trying to do a podcast.
Stop it. Okay.
Jesus Christ. I mean, seriously, do we need to pause the podcast so you can sneeze? Hold on. Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle.
I'm here. I'm with
a piece of shit.
Jesus. No one wants to hear you cough.
Nope.
Weird Science.
What happened?
Weird Science.
That's old, though.
Was there nudity in that? I don't remember.
No.
Last
that was Allie Landry. No, who's in Weird Science?
You know.
That's not Allie Landry, right?
No. What about Neighbors? Neighbors was kind of recent. You got all the Jonah Hill and...
like Pineapple Express and stuff.
There was no nudity in those.
Or Superbad.
Channing Tatum and 21 and 22 Jump Street. Those are kind of like teen.
Yeah, I don't remember nudity in that.
Actually. No, but Superbad was a rated R teen comedy. Took place in high school.
There was no nudity in there, right?
No, I don't think so.
There's a lot of fucks though. And shits and dicks.
A lot of fucks and shits and dicks.
fucks, shits, dicks.
What's your favorite curse word?
Gotta go fuck.
You gotta go fuck.
Gotta go fuck.
Don't let us hold you back.
I don't know if there's been any kind of...
Actually, I feel like teen movies in general, they're just not really the same.
Easy
like,
A with Emma Stone.
There you go. Mm. That was a movie.
2010.
It was a good movie, but not.
I liked it.
I don't know, like if it was like raunchy. Like,
no, I think it was PG-13.
Yeah, it's just like we're not in the days of Porky's and like fucking.
I don't think those are like big anymore.
Yeah,
like Animal House.
No, it's just it's a different. It's all about those all those Marvel movies, all them comic book movies.
Oh yeah, there's so much nudity in them.
So much. There's a lot of shirtless dudes.
Sure. Did anybody see Logan?
No.
No. I saw Beauty and the Beast, though.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that movie?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, it's...
Not enough Warren Beatty?
Yeah, not enough Beatty. I need more Beatty.
Yo, man.
Beatty with
my
beast.
I came to see some Beast Dong. I didn't get to see
it. Did they sing?
Yeah, they sung all the songs.
All of them?
Okay. Yeah.
That's disappointing.
Why?
So, was there, I guess there's like some controversy, like, because there's like supposedly like a gay moment in the movie.
Yeah. It wasn't like they didn't shove it in your face or anything. It was kind of like.
How gay was it on a scale from 1 to 10?
Like,
on a scale of 1 to the volleyball scene in Top Gun.
Like, yeah, literally, yeah. The volleyball scene from Top Gun or like makes this look, or how do I want to put this? Like, okay, this makes the volleyball scene in Top Gun look like porn, like it's like straight porn. It's just like the most innocent of.
It's
one moment at the end of the movie, right? It's like at the very end of the movie, and they're all dancing. Everybody's got it. There's every guy to a girl, and then like this, the one character, which is Gaston's, the guy that like clearly even in the original movie, like pined after Gaston, like
yeah,
a guy.
Wait, I don't remember this guy. I mean,
he's a forgettable character. Yeah.
He's just like his right hand man.
But like a guy cuts in with him, and he's like, "Oh," and like he gives a look of like, "Oh yeah," and then like dances with him for like dances off screen with him, and that's it.
So basically, they were sucking each other's.
They were
dick.
Sucking yeah. a lot of dick. Yeah,
that's disgusting, Kyle.
Yeah, watch out for the extended edition, guys.
Yeah, sashays him off screen, pulls his pants down, and just starts looping him up.
It goes to town. See, and that's why I won't go watch that movie. And that reason alone is why I will not go watch that movie.
Yeah,
that movie's not getting my $8.
I didn't think it was bad.
$8
or $5.50 matinee.
Sure.
It was a perfect adaptation of, or not perfect. I'm just saying it was like an exact adaptation of the
Seems like you really liked this movie, Kyle.
I didn't have a problem with it. I thought it was good.
Is it in your top 10 now?
No. No. It made me nostalgic more than anything because you hear all the songs that you remember from your childhood and stuff. So.
Well, that's pretty cool that they sung all the same songs because they're doing live action adaptations of all. Like their classics, like they're coming out of Aladdin. I think Guy Ritchie's doing that one.
All right. Yeah. I hope they whitewash it. They don't do that enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember Prince of Persia with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah. Well, he looked like a real prince. So.
Sure. They're doing, Jon Favreau's doing the Lion King.
He did the Jungle Book.
Yeah. That's pretty much the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the same movie. It's just got more animals.
Yeah.
I don't get how you live action The Lion King, though, because there's no people in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
Well,
yeah.
No.
It's not really live action, is it?
Yeah, it's not live action anymore. It's just CGI.
You Jungle Book it.
It's photorealistic.
Yeah, the Jungle Book actually had like a little kid.
Sure.
The Lion King has no people.
Yeah.
You have like Elton John just like playing the piano.
Coming by on piano.
It's the circle.
Yeah, I don't get that life. Either.
I don't know. I don't think that I don't get why that's live action. I think they're gonna CGI it and that's basically just remaking it.
If they do something similar to Jungle Book, I'll be happy. Really.
I see what he's doing.
Yeah. I hope Mufasa lives this time.
Oh, what if he does?
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I just want to know what the story's like with him around.
Mufasa comes back as like Darth Mufasa.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
He never actually...
The prophecy. Or what does he say? The, you will be king.
Yeah.
Scar. I think they're also doing a Little Mermaid.
They're doing it came out this week that they're doing a Mulan, but like the big controversy about that is like they announced that they're not going to do any songs in the Mulan movie. Yeah. Which is like
that's okay.
Mulan has some of the best songs. Like Mulan had it had the one about the girl, like I forget who sung it. I think it was Christina Aguilera, but it was like a chart topper at the time. Then it had Be a Man, which is like always jokingly brought up in like threads of like your best gym song. Like guys would be like, "Oh, it's Be a Man." Everybody's like, "Yeah, fucking Be a Man from Mulan is the one."
Yeah,
I'm not on those threads.
Well, get on them. Be a man, Robert. Be a man.
I will.
The latter one's gonna be awkward because what are you gonna do for Genie?
Jesus,
you had to go there, didn't you?
We can get the.
This is a real problem that they're probably trying to figure out right now. Like
they don't have to have the same actors.
We can get Chuck Berry to play him.
There you go. Wait, Kyle.
What?
I don't know if you heard, but Chuck Berry's
playing the genie in the Aladdin.
Yeah,
it's
gonna be awesome.
Oh, poor Chuck Berry. 2017 claims another.
You know
too
that
soon.
Disney movie you've been looking for? Look, take a look at this.
Oh, drop the mic. It's over.
Sadly, he won't.
You know, I found, like, I was reading someone's, like, Facebook post. You know, like, it was, like, a repost or repost. Like, someone's complaining about that scene in Back to the Future. It's like, wow, they're totally, like, just whitewashing Chuck Berry here because, like, they're claiming a white man.
Yeah, they kind of are.
What's the reason for Chuck Berry's success? I'm just like, it's a movie.
I know.
A white man going back in time is how Chuck Berry found success.
Sure.
Although, wouldn't it be because Michael J. Fox knew of that song technically from Chuck Berry? Wouldn't it still originate from Chuck Berry?
Now you're getting into a time loop here.
Oh, yeah. you're getting into a paradox.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna have to have either Bruce Willis or Joe.
JGL.
Yeah. JGL is going to have to come back and get you.
Come back here and shoot.
Shoot you with that weird shotgun thing.
Shoot me with the shotgun or shoot himself with a shotgun so that way I don't raise him as a little boy.
That movie was confusing.
I don't remember it too much, but I do remember I liked it.
Yeah,
I liked it too. It
wasn't bad.
Actually.
Yeah.
I liked the
It was no Beauty and the Beast, but...
Yeah. More songs.
Or Beatty and the Beast.
Name of the show. All right, well, shit, we don't do those for this one.
We could just still do Beatty.
Okay, Beatty.
Beatty.
Hey, Beatty. Swing, Beatty.
Hey, does That's anybody else feel name. Weird about the Power Rangers movie coming out? Like,
no, I heard it's been getting really not that great of reviews.
Shocking!
That.
It just feels like it's being pandered to our generation, right? Because
I mean,
the ones...
they're doing the nostalgia thing. I think they're trying to do that, but it also like kind of started up again.
Yeah.
One of the reviews I read said it was kind of like a CW show put into a movie.
Oh, boy.
So it kind of feels that way.
It's just like, it's weird because like every couple months there's like something else from my childhood is like being remade.
Did you
like...
see the original one in theaters though? When they came out with the movie?
I did, actually.
Was that the one with the purple ooze?
The ooze guy.
Yeah.
And he passed out ooze to everybody.
What? Wait, that happened?
Yeah. He passed out ooze to all the kids so they would throw it at their parents and then their parents would become zombies. Because for some reason it didn't affect
that
kids.
Classic trope.
Yeah. That thing that everyone's worried about actually happening. It's just weird because it worked on parents, but like what about people who didn't have like kids? I don't get it.
Yeah. Was it like allegory for like the Hitler youth who would like be encouraged to call out their parents if they were
I'm pretty sure there was no subtext. There's no subtext to this movie.
No, the
okay?
subtext is the buy Power Rangers toys.
Yeah. I just remember the CGI looked so shitty.
Yeah.
Wait. Power Rangers Turbo the movie that was 94, right?
No, yeah, it's Mighty Morphin Power Ranger. I think it was 95.
How many different Power Rangers versions were there? Because
a lot.
I think I just watched the original show and I just stopped after the White Ranger was introduced. I'm just like,
because you're racist.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. They've got
the
it's
Green
still
Ranger
going.
Was fine.
Oh, they're still going.
It's still
they're
going.
Still going.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, which were the dinosaurs or whatever. That was three seasons. Then they did the movie. And the movie had them, and then they got the animal Zords.
Yeah, they always like change outfits like every couple of seasons. And also cast.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
I think there was like at one point, like they were ninjas or something.
They were ninjas. Pink Ranger, though.
Oh, yeah. Which Amy Jo Johnson?
Yeah, Kimberly.
Yeah, she's, you can see her naked on the internet.
Can you?
Wait, seriously?
Yeah. No, she didn't do porn, though.
No, she didn't do porn, but she definitely posed naked for something.
People said she did porn for a while, and I was like, I never heard of that. Yeah. I think that was fake.
But the Yellow Ranger from one of the...
the original.
No, not the original, but like the... One of the ones that came after, anyways, was she was the naked girl in Not Another Teen Movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to bring it all back around, yeah.
Oh.
Not the black girl.
No, not the black girl, but Jesus Christ. I'm trying to look up these these nude pictures of Amy.
Well,
no.
You said Yellow Ranger, Robert.
No, okay, but that's what I was going to say, is the Yellow Ranger was... the Asian girl, and then the Black Ranger was the black guy, but then they switched them.
No, no, this one.
In season three, they had a black girl play the Yellow Ranger, and then the Black Ranger was an Asian guy.
No, it's, I think the Yellow Ranger was, it wasn't an Asian chick. It was like a, I think she was like kind of Latin.
Yeah. But that's weird that we mentioned not another team. Like, we got there twice.
Yeah.
In one episode, talking about completely different things. But they both ended up on The Naked Girl.
Hmm. Who is she? Yeah, yeah.
So Serena, like, Vincent.
Yeah, she was a Power Ranger.
When?
Small world, I guess.
What's her name? Serena Vincent?
That's the girl who's naked.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Yeah, okay. Movie. So she was in Power Rangers Lost Galaxy. And who was she?
What?
Oh, okay.
And she was the Yellow Ranger. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't watch past the Mighty Morphin ones.
The same here.
She was in
Captain. I watched when they did like the animals, like they had the animals origins, but
I didn't.
But in the movie they did. That's where they got them first.
Yeah. Well, just after like three seasons, like even as a kid, I realized, like, okay, you know what? It's just like there's always like a formula.
Yeah.
You know? There's always like the monster that like kind of gets introduced. Then the kids are like, oh, they got to fight like the underlings. Then like they end the show, like they fight like the main bad guy, and they always like get into the robots. And I'm just like, I think I've seen enough.
It was the putties, right? Like they were named putties.
It was the putties. Sometimes it was just like, you know,
Rita Repulsa.
Guys, you had the putties. That was Rita's bad guys, and then Zed came in after.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You had the super putties that you had to push. You had to punch the Z in order for them to go away.
Zed was the main bad guy. Rita Repulsa was like the one
why
under
would
him.
You, if your underlings had a weak spot, why would you want to highlight it?
It's like literally right on their chest too.
By putting like your trademark right over it.
I don't know. You always have to have a weak spot.
And they always fought in like some weird park. Like,
wouldn't you want to hide it?
I know. They always fought like in the playgrounds, like trees and grass, and that was it. They never fought in like the city or anything like that.
There was like a scene inside a mall, and then like they fight, and then they just end up outside.
Yeah.
Just like, wow.
Just trees and
so this mall was like right in the middle of a forest.
But they never fought like in the city or anything like that. They were never in the city.
Yeah, and
I remember
like
I could be imagining it, but wasn't there one episode where they fought in the school cafeteria? I think
yes,
maybe.
Yes.
I don't remember.
It sounds like it could be right.
Maybe I'll go back and watch them all.
Putty Patrol.
What were they? What are the those two? It was a Bulk and Skull.
Bulk and
Skull.
Yeah.
Wait, those were the punk kids, right?
They were the punk bullies, whatever.
Right.
All the putties would go.
Good. Sounds just like him.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome that Bryan Cranston, the Zordon.
Yeah.
Because I guess like back in the day, he used to do voiceover work for the original Power Rangers show.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Like he used to be like some of the, he used to voice some of the monsters.
Hmm.
So him playing Zordon is coming back full circle career-wise for him.
And then Elizabeth Banks is Rita Repulsa.
That's a good career move.
Yeah, sure.
What, she was in Pitch Perfect? Well, no, she directed them too as well.
No.
Did she?
Not Pitch Perfect.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
I thought she did.
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
No, that's a no. That's a no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know she directed something though.
Honestly.
What?
I mean, the only movies I really, or like the only movie I really thought she was great in was Zack and Mary Make a Porno.
I don't know. I think she's an okay actress. Elizabeth
Role
Banks.
Models, like I like, but yeah. It wasn't really because of her.
Right.
It was because of Paul Rudd and Sean William Scott.
True. Which Sean William Scott hasn't been around too often.
Dude, have you ever seen Goon?
Yeah, but that's like the only other one. They're making a Goon too.
Yes.
Really? Yeah.
Kyle, you seen Goon?
No,
right?
I haven't.
Oh my God. If you're, it's like one of the best hockey movies out there. Like, I think it's right up there with Slapshot. Like,
huh. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, yeah, you need to watch Goon now if you're like a fan of hockey. Like, it's like, I think it's made for just hockey people. Like, it's such a great movie. It's also hilarious. Oh, there's also a great nude scene in that movie, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's on Netflix. Watch Goon. Do yourself a favor and watch it.
All right. She directed Pitch Perfect 2.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what.
Just the second one?
Wow, really?
Yeah, she didn't
she was in
the first
it too,
one.
Though. She was like one of the announcers. Now that I'm thinking about
right. But I knew she didn't direct the first one, but the second one she did.
I still have to see those movies, the Pitch Perfect movies.
They're decent.
Yeah, that's where Anna Kendrick does her cup thing.
Cups.
Right?
Anna Kendrick's so cute. Like, she's a cutie pie.
She's
like,
a little cutie pie.
Yeah. Wow. Makes you feel bad all the terrible things you think about her.
Her and Aubrey Plaza are friends in real life.
No,
too.
They're not.
What?
Yes, they are.
They're crazy, Robert.
They're too cute.
You're crazy.
They just get along quite well. I don't know what that was. Role models, Zack and Mary Make a Porno, Spider-Man 3.
She was in Spider-Man 3?
Yeah. Our idiot brother.
Was she Venom?
Yep. She should have been.
Who was she in Spider-Man 3? She was like something.
She was girl number two. No, I'm kidding. She was Miss Brandt.
Oh, okay.
Duh.
That classic movie.
Character. That Spider-Man character.
Miss Brandt.
She was in Magic Mike XXL.
Yeah.
She was in Love and Mercy, the Hunger Games movies.
Wow.
And she's going to be in Pitch Perfect 3.
These are just a couple of pretty ladies.
Who?
Anna Kendrick and Aubrey Plaza.
Are they in pictures together?
They're pictures on the beach together, even.
Damn, son.
Damn,
girl.
Damn. What you doing over there, girlfriend?
John Lithgow is in Pitch Perfect 3. That's cool.
John Lithgow?
Yeah.
I thought he was dead. He didn't die?
Not everybody's dead, okay? You got it right with Chuck Berry. That's it. No one else is dead, Kyle.
Who am I thinking
just
of?
Just Chuck Berry. You're thinking of Chuck Berry.
Oh.
You always get Chuck Berry and John Lithgow mixed up.
What happened to Chuck Berry?
You got to stop. They're not the same person.
What are you talking? Are you?
They Chuck don't even look alike.
Guys, Chuck Berry, he's about to play the big role.
Yeah.
Big role in that movie Chuck. We mentioned earlier.
It's your cousin, Marvin. Marvin Berry.
You mean
know the actor Kyle always confuses you for? Yeah. Well, take a look at this.
You mean to tell me Chuck Berry's not going to be in that movie?
No, but he was in Third Rock from the Sun as the main guy. Yeah,
as the main guy.
As the main alien.
Chuck Berry, the alien. The movie.
Third Rock from the Sun is on Netflix, and I watched a little bit of it. It was a pretty good show. It had some funny moments.
Such as?
I will let you know.
I like how they were very, like, literal because they were aliens. They didn't understand, like, sarcasm and stuff. And then one time somebody said, like, they were going to flip a coin in the air. And he's like, he flips it and he goes, call it. And they go, it's a coin. I thought that was funny.
Oh, boy. Oh, that Chuck Berry.
Yeah. He's hilarious.
He sure knows how to tell him.
Especially when he sings Maybelline.
Maybe it's
Maybelline.
That's how they got there.
That's his classic.
Maybe she's bored with it. Maybe it's Maybelline. It's
Maybelline. Why can't you be true? This podcast sucks. What?
Why don't they get the Big Bopper to do a
hello baby
to do a commercial, or Buddy Holly or Frankie Valens,
Kyle
Richie Valens.
Maybe we could all
wait,
fly
Richie Valens
in.
Or Frank,
maybe
Frankie.
Maybe we could all fly
one
in.
Of the Valens.
Just Frankie
Valens. Fly them all in to do that commercial.
Kyle, I have to tell you something. Those people that you named, besides Frankie Valli.
Yeah, not Frankie Valli.
You said Frankie Valens.
Richie Valens.
But Frankie Valli, he's still okay.
Oh, okay,
but the
good.
Other ones, yeah, they died.
They're dead.
They're all dead.
Really?
Yes.
How did they
Frankie
die?
Frankie Valli's alive. We could call him if you have his number.
Whoa.
Or his agent's number.
What's,
but everybody
what about,
else is dead.
What about Aaliyah? What is she doing now?
Oh, she's alive.
Okay.
She's fine. She's undercover right now.
Thank God.
witness protection.
Thank God.
She saw Tupac's murder.
Oh, maybe. You never know.
So she's in witness protection right now.
Okay.
Along with Chuck Berry.
And Tom Sizemore.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And Philip Seymour.
Wait, holy shit, did Tom Sizemore die?
No, but I was making a reference to the movie he was in called Witness.
Oh, I thought he was dead, though.
Yeah, I thought he was dead. Did he die?
Tom Sizemore's not dead.
Tom Sizemore's totally dead.
Is he dead? He might be dead.
Google Tom Sizemore.
Oh, now you guys are scaring me. He might be dead.
Google Tom Sizemore dead.
I'm not going to do Tom Sizemore dead. I'm just going to do Tom Sizemore.
He's alive. He's alive.
Yeah, sure. Guys, he just did coke like the other day. He's not dead yet.
I didn't know that. That's very
specific. He's trying.
I sold it to him.
He just did coke off my bar like last week.
Yeah.
Nope, see?
What are you talking about?
On IMDb, it says born, and it doesn't say dead. So he was born, but he wasn't dead yet. Look, he's going to star in a movie in 2 years.
Not me, anything.
Yeah. That's true.
It's called Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Yeah, that's.
He should make a movie out of that.
Heat 2, even hotter. That would be a good one.
Heat 3, somebody crack a window.
Black Hawk Down 2, still down.
Saving Private Ryan 2, still can't find him.
What else do we got?
I think that's it, right?
The Godfather
Pearl 2.
Wait, Pearl Harbor 2?
Pearl Harbor 2. Everything's okay now.
everything back to normal.
This is the prequel called Pearl Harbor. Time to open this oyster.
Yeah, something's about to happen.
Bridge of Spies 2.
Spy harder.
They're all dead now.
That was good. That was some good Tom Sizemore jokes. Yeah.
Oh, shit, we were doing Tom Sizemore movies?
Yeah.
I thought we were just pulling movies out of the air.
No. Those are all Tom Sizemore movies.
Oh, good.
How did you not know that and you went with Saving Private Ryan?
I don't know.
Like, there's literally, like, thousands of movies you could have named, and you just picked Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, you know why? Because Tom Hanks was in it.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's the two
Toms. He was just thinking Hanks.
It's either
Hanks.
Tom Sizemore or Tom Hanks.
That's true. Tom Sizemore, Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
I think the best actors of this generation are named Tom.
Tom Hardy. Yeah.
Tom Sizemore, we said. Tom Hanks. Tom Cruise.
Tom.
Tom and Chi, which is a great grilled cheese place. Tom.
Cat. Which is a great movie starring Jerry O'Connell
and Denise Richards. I don't remember.
No, Rebecca Romijn.
Same thing.
Stamos, sir. Stamos. You can get it right. John Stamos didn't marry her for nothing.
Yeah, but they're not married yet, or still, yet. Right?
Yeah. It's a long engagement. They have a lot of planning to do, guys.
They'll get to it. They'll definitely get to it.
Rebecca Romijn's like, now? He's like, well,
it's been 20
I don't know.
Years.
Got another season of Fuller House to shoot.
Oh, that's too bad. I didn't see season 2. Is it still shitty?
I didn't watch it. I still gotta watch Iron Fist, and I don't want to watch it because like it's.
Oh, I heard
bad
it's got.
Yeah,
I heard
it was terrible.
I heard he's a really bad Iron Fist too. I don't know what they're comparing him to, but
it's like, well, I'm gonna watch it because like I watched all
than
the
no
other
Iron
Marvel
Fist.
Yeah. No, he's worse than no Iron Fist.
Yeah, he's worse than no Iron Fist.
They should have never made it.
This would be so much better if it didn't exist.
Oh, what a weird show.
Yeah.
Natural Born Killers 2.
Still killing.
Still killing. I had to think for a while.
Yeah. I did hear Iron Fist sucks though.
Yeah. I mean, it was going to happen. They can't, because Daredevil, both seasons is really good. Jessica Jones is good.
They can't all be winners.
Luke Cage was all right. So.
Yeah, they're going downhill.
Marvel. They're going downhill.
Yeah.
So. There. Daredevil season one was really good.
Yeah.
What came after that? Season two or Jessica Jones?
Season two.
So season two was decent, like pretty good, right?
Actually, I thought it was really, really good.
Did you think it was better than season one, though?
I think it's close. I don't know.
Like, but not as good. Know. Come on. I'm trying to get to a point here, John. Just agree with me.
just keep agreeing.
Just come on. Like, okay.
Some things about season one are better than season two, but then some things about season two are better than season one.
Okay,
so.
But if you had to pick which one was better, which one would you pick?
I mean, I would pick Daredevil as a series overall.
No. You don't get to do that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make a point. So season two was not as good as season one, but still really good. Jessica Jones comes out. Really good, but not as good as Daredevil season one and two.
The thing is, like, I then recommend Luke Cage. Just watching, binge watching both season one and season two of Daredevil. So it's just like, it's like one combined.
Yeah,
season.
I know, but that's, again, not even the point I'm trying to make. Then Luke Cage comes out, and that's like, okay. Now.
Well, the thing is, I think season two came out after the first season of Jessica Jones. So
regardless, they're both. They're not as good as the first one.
Just follow Robert's logic.
And then this one comes out, Iron Fist, with Danny Randy, whatever his name is, and fucking it's not as good. It's just not as good as anything else. I mean, what's next now? Now they're going to come out with
The Defenders
or Spawn or
Copperfoot.
Whatever's next.
Spawn.
Sound like my dad talking about comics. They're coming out with that old Batman or Spawn or whatever they're doing.
Batman or Spawn.
One of those two. Jesus.
Well, whatever.
What's that? That Chewbacca?
Chewbacca.
Wait, John's gone. He's...
Oh, no. John's mic's off.
John's microphone's off.
There you go.
Welcome back, John.
He's back.
Finn Jones plays Iron Fist.
What's his name?
Finn Jones.
I thought it was Danny Randy.
No, Danny Randy's the guy who's
Danny Randy. Oh,
they're making a movie called Leatherface.
What?
It's called Leatherface.
Leatherface.
With who?
With like Stephen Dorff as the Texas Rangers.
Hmm. Wait, so you're talking about Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Yeah.
When's this coming out?
This is coming out.
How did you get there from Iron Fist?
Because he's going to be in the new, apparently the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre reboot.
Who?
Wait,
Danny
did
Rand?
It already come out? It's the eighth film of Texas Chainsaw Massacre franchise. And it works as a prequel to Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Seven too many, I always say.
It doesn't say when it's coming out though.
Let's look it up.
It's filming now. It'll begin filming in 2015. Jesus Christ, why isn't it out yet?
Because it's shitty.
Yeah, it's kind of shitty.
It's probably going through a bunch of rewrites.
Yeah.
Stephen Dorff, though, plays the lead.
Stephen Dorff should never play a lead.
You know
what I mean? Has he ever played a lead before? I think there's a reason.
The only movie I can remember him from is Blade.
No, what about...
Cecil B. DeMented. Was he in the... No.
Yeah.
He was in that shitty movie. I mean, there's probably more than one.
Oh,
but,
he was in that movie we did for Horror Play, wasn't he?
Yeah, wasn't he in Alone in the Dark?
I think he was. Yeah.
I think he was.
I tried to forget about that movie.
I'm pretty sure he was like with a guy.
Let's just look up Stephen Dorff.
I'm looking him up now.
Let's not.
Stephen Dorff.
Stephen Dorff, dead.
Yes, he was in Alone in the Dark. Commander Richard Burke. He's
been in some movies.
Sure. A lot of movies, actually.
Yeah. A lot of good ones, though. He was in Public Enemies. That's a movie I know.
It's weird he's not, like, better.
Well, I don't know.
He's a good-looking guy.
It's a question. He was in Zoolander as himself, which is weird choice.
Yeah, why would you...
Why would he be himself? Who was he before Zoolander?
Hey, everybody, it's Stephen. It's
Stephen Dorff.
Oh, no. He was in Blossom.
He was in Blade, like John said.
He was in Different Strokes. He was in Leave it to Beaver. He was in Married with Children.
Shit.
Holy crap.
You're That's weird, like, that you're finding all those, because I'm looking under his TV credits, and I'm seeing Punked, and that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all here. Oh, wait, this is Stephen. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, it's Stephen Dorff.
Yeah. Stephen Dorff.
I got three tabs was... open.
You got three tabs open?
Stephen Dorff, esophageal cancer, beer. And Amy Jo Johnson. Yeah, I should, Brad. You want a tab?
Yeah. Put it on my tab. Wait, Amy Jo Johnson?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the tabs you have open.
Yeah. What did you think I was talking about, loser?
I don't know. I thought you were talking about, like, who dated who. Typical. In, like, the early 90s.
Typical gossip. Because
I could see Stephen Dorff and Kimberly getting it on.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's look at his personal his personal life. Oh, there isn't one.
He doesn't have a life.
He doesn't have a life.
He just goes from movie to movie.
He was a robot built to act.
Shit.
Oh, man.
They built him wrong.
Built him wrong.
Just kidding. If Stephen Dorff ever wanted to come on one of our podcasts...
We'd have him on. Maybe.
Well, maybe. If we had time.
If we can...
If we were in a cut for time.
Yeah. Yeah. If Dennis Hopper backs out, then...
We interview him, and then we just cut it out. Alone in the Dark got a 1% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's a lot harder than I thought.
Yeah. It's like a little too much.
Yeah. Man.
0.5% I think would have been too much. That movie was bad.
Zero. It's still too much.
I remember when it came out in theaters, like, people were complaining about the movie and, like, walking out and asking for a refund and stuff.
Well, dude, you went and saw it. Like, why don't people, I guess it was kind of before.
Well, it's just like, I don't think anybody knew that it was a UA Bull movie. They just saw the name Alone in the Dark. I'm just like, oh, this could be an interesting horror action movie. And it was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His lowest rated movie is Alone in the Dark with 1%. His highest rated movie is King Cobra with 45%.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Those are two movies.
In King Cobra, I don't think he directed.
Wait, Dennis Hopper's dead?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You didn't know that?
No.
Dude, Google Dennis Hopper dead.
When did Dennis Hopper die? Like 2 or 3 years ago?
That's what I just said. Google Dennis Hopper dead.
I'm on his Wikipedia page. Don't ask me how I got here.
I was just going to say, how'd you get there?
Because Dennis Hopper was in Space Truckers with Stephen Dorff.
Well, were any of those guys in 9-13 movie? And were they also naked?
Let's find out.
All right.
Yeah, Dennis Hopper died.
Dennis Hopper's filmography.
He always played like a great bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, you can argue that it was always kind of like the same character. It was just like a different situation. But just like, you didn't want to see like him play like a different character. It was just like, I want him to play a bad guy. He did it great.
Who's your favorite Dennis, though?
Dennis the Menace.
I was going to say.
It was also Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Farina.
I don't know if I have a favorite. Do I have a favorite Dennis?
Dennis Eckersley?
Sure.
He was a great closer.
Dennis Quaid? Not the best
shit.
Quaid.
Yeah,
I'll go with
Dennis Quaid.
He's not even the best Quaid. He can't be the best Dennis.
He's the most passable Quaid of the bunch.
Dennis Miller?
Yeah.
I don't want to go off on a rant here.
Yeah. I don't like Dennis as a name.
It's too close to tennis.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I don't trust things.
Anything that has, like, if too similar to a sport, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not naming my kid that shit.
Yeah, get out of here.
Tootball?
Yeah.
You know who I hate is that
hey, Mace
Raskin guy.
Maceball. What a dumb name.
Or Ralph.
Taki.
What's another?
Get over here.
Yeah, what would be another sport? I think Dennis is like maybe the only one.
No, Rolf.
Taki.
Rolf.
Rolf?
Yeah, Rolf.
You mean like what a dog says?
No, like the dog from the Muppets. Is his name Rolf?
Oh, okay. See, I thought we were just coming up with real names.
Hey, that's a name of a thing.
It's the name of a Muppet, man.
It's a name that's out there. I'm sure.
I think the only exception is David Schwimmer.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh shit. So, yeah. Oh damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's his last name. You gotta let that go.
Yeah.
Mine's Lamb.
Just like the classic yeah. sport. Lambs.
Lamb. Lamb. Lamb ball.
Yeah, Lamb ball.
You know, NASCAR sounds like fast car. Tracy Chapman.
Chapman. Oh, Tracy Chapman.
Damn.
Wait, now we're just trying to link shit together.
In a very poor fashion.
Was popular in the 90s with Hootie and the Blowfish.
Uh-huh.
Somehow.
You know who listens to Hootie and the Blowfish?
Dennis Hopper.
Yeah. At some point, he might have heard a song on the radio.
Hopper.
Yeah.
Almost Like Hooper, which is the name of Richard Dreyfuss in Jaws.
Uh-huh.
Jaws, Paws, Dog.
Air Bud.
Yeah. Air Bud. Dennis Hopper was an Air Bud.
Holy shit. I think we just Da Vinci code that shit.
It goes Rebel Without a Cause.
Yeah.
Air Bud. Cool Hand Luke. And Easy Rider.
Ooh. Those are best movies with the Golden Retriever?
Best movies featuring a Golden Retriever. Okay. Judges? Judges?
Let's play a quick game. It's going to be called Retriever or Hopper. I'm going to name a movie. You tell me if there's a Golden Retriever in it or Dennis Hopper.
Okay.
I'm just going to do it off the top of my head.
All right.
True Romance.
Oh, Golden Retriever.
Let's go to. I'll go with Hopper on that one.
All right, the winner. It's Kyle. It was Hopper.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let's go to the judges.
Go to the judges.
Judges are telling me that
Judge Reinhold. He's wearing the judge red mask. And he's got like the judge's robes on.
It is. Okay. It is Dennis Hopper. The judges.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. Second one. I'm only going to do a couple of these. Yeah. Number two, Air Bud 2.
Air Bud 2, what was it, the subtext?
Paw Patrol. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, that's obviously, where Dennis Hopper. He played the coach.
That's where Air Bud becomes a hard-boiled cop.
He played the opposing team's coach, Kitchen. Right? The whole time. He's like, a dog can't play.
He finds
it's against the rules, ref.
John's pretty close.
He's hunting down a pit bull that's killing. He's killing other dogs in the fashion of the Seven Deadly Sins.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Air Bud 2, hard boiled.
Yeah, Paw Patrol is a TV show.
Paw Patrol, yeah. I'm going to go with I'm going to go with John here. I'm going to go with Dennis Hopper.
All right. Sadly, I said you guys were close, and that's because it's a 50-50 chance, and you got it wrong. So you were close because it was the other answer that you didn't choose, but you're
Dennis
both wrong.
Hopper.
So right now it's Kyle 1, John 0, but John can tie it up right now.
Uh-huh.
But this one's going to be a little bit trickier.
Okay.
All right? Are you ready for this?
How about whoever gets this question wins?
Okay, sure. Right. We'll do it that way.
Yeah,
we'll do it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Let's be fair.
You've got mail. This is a trick question.
Ooh. That is a trick question?
It's a trick question.
Both were in it.
Nope.
Oh.
Kyle, do you have an answer?
I have an answer.
Okay, ties back into something we talked about earlier in this podcast.
Because
yep.
Tom Hanks is in this movie.
That's true. And that's the answer. Good job.
Thanks, guys.
Kyle wins. Hopper or Retriever?
<It's>
Great game. We should make that game a podcast.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
we'll do some test audiences on this.
We won't.
Let's play it by ear.
Yeah.
We won't.
Is it play it by ear or play it by year?
Let's play it by year and ear.
let's listen to it over the course of
a year.
Take a year to decide.
To let it percolate.
Let's listen to it for 365 days. If we like what we hear, we'll play it by ear.
No more, no less.
No more, no less. Never more.
No, I want more and less. I want more. I want,
to some people, less is more.
Less is more.
Not to me.
Yeah, more is more to you.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Sometimes when John wants to listen... never mind. I was going for a joke, but it's not even worth it.
You're not even worth it, John. You hear that?
When John wants to listen to more people that are named Jay, he always asks for more. Pretty good.
Was it Was
that
a punchline?
that was
the punchline.
Nope, that's it.
I gotta.
There's no more to it.
Oh.
There's no more to it.
Okay.
So that's Shark Dropper.
that was like a joke on Full House.
You mean Fuller House.
Fuller House.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be Shark Dropper for this week.
Good, because my throat is killing me.
Okay.
That's what she said, but I'm like sick.
Hey,
guys.
Hey. So, hey.
Grow up, you immature assholes.
That's
I'm
what
sick.
She said.
Okay. That was Shark Dropper. That was Shark Hopper.
Good one.
I'm Hanks.
I'm Tom.
Hey, he's John. Chuck. It's your cousin Marvin. You know that
Marvin
podcast
Hopper.
You've been looking for? Well, listen to this.
But don't listen because it's over now.
Bye. As I stand here looking out over the ocean, I didn't want to cause a great big commotion. Cause when I saw what looked like a break through the surface again. It was a shark. Shark.
Above the target. T-minus 5 seconds till shark drop. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop the shark. Go, go, go.
The following podcast is a Shark Dropper Studios production.